From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Medical teams in Haiti have been struggling today to deal with the wave of people injured in the devastating earthquake. NPR's Carrie Kahn in Port-au-Prince says the city's main hospital has at least 1,000 patients in need of critical surgery at a time when the facility itself is badly in need of repair.
The hospital here in downtown Port-au-Prince is several buildings. There's about 5 buildings around a little park, and every single building has been damaged. There are several non-governmental agencies here from the U.S. that are helping the hospital reestablish some sort of function here. What they had to do is they had to move all the patients out of all the hospital buildings, and they've constructed makeshift tents, and what you see are hospital patients in dire conditions in hospital beds under whatever little shade there is.
NPR's Carrie Kahn reporting. Alan Isaac is with Catholic Relief Services in Port-au-Prince. He describes some of the ways that aid organizations are able to find those in need.
It's interesting as you drive around the city, there's a little bit of organization occurring in the streets, and you start to see these signs popping up here and there where a sign will be put up and saying, "We need help," and there'll be an arrow drawn to where there might be an informal camp in the street.
And those camps swell in size at nightfall, such as this one in a park in Port-au-Prince. People sleeping there on blankets, scraps of cardboard, or just bare concrete. President Obama spoke from a church pulpit in the nation's capital today, from which Dr. Martin Luther King once preached. Mr. Obama referred to Dr. King's message on the eve of the holiday honoring the slain civil rights leader. NPR's Allison Keyes has more.
The congregation at Vermont Avenue Baptist Church was celebrating the birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr., who spoke here in 1956. Mr. Obama says King confronted a daunting future at the time, and so does this nation, with high unemployment and economic troubles.
Folks are wondering, where do we go from here? I understand those feelings.
The president says he is sometimes frustrated when progress seems slow and the words spoken about him hurt. But Mr. Obama told parishioners that this generation is called upon to buckle down and get back to basics. He says past generations didn't give up on advocacy and government, and he says when he confronts his own doubts, it's faith that keeps him calm. The president says progress doesn't just come from without, it also must come from within. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
The administration's special envoy to Afghanistan and Pakistan, Richard Holbrooke, says the U.S. supports a proposal to try to lure Taliban fighters away from the insurgency by offering them jobs, vocational training, and other incentives. Holbrooke discussed the plan today with Afghanistan's President Hamid Karzai during meetings in Kabul. This is NPR News from Washington. The Coast Guard has suspended its search for more possible victims from a small boat that capsized off the San Diego coast yesterday. The boat was jammed with suspected illegal immigrants. At least one person was killed. Pope Benedict made an historic visit to Rome's main synagogue today, where he heard some blunt public comments by a Jewish leader. Italy's Jewish community is angered by Benedict's decision to put his wartime predecessor, Pope Pius XII, on a track to sainthood. NPR's Silvio Poggioli has the story from Rome.
In his welcoming speech, the leader of the Rome Jewish community, Riccardo Pacifici, spoke of the Holocaust. He said, "The silence of Pius XII before the Shoah still hurts because something should have been done. Maybe it would not have stopped the death trains," Pacifici added, "but it would have sent a signal, a word of extreme comfort, of human solidarity toward those brothers of ours transported to the ovens of Auschwitz." Speaking later, Benedict stuck to the Vatican position that Pius was not silent during the war. He said the Vatican itself provided assistance, often in a hidden and discreet way. Earlier, the Pope was shown a plaque recalling the deportation of more than 1,000 Roman Jews on one day in October 1943. Only 16 returned alive. Silvio Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
At the Golden Globe Awards in Hollywood, Meryl Streep has just won Best Actress honors for her role in the movie comedy Julia and Julia. Monique won Best Supporting Actress for her role in the film Precious. On the television side, Toni Collette won for Best Actress in a Musical Comedy for her role in United States of Tara. And Juliana Margulies won the award for Best Actress in a Drama Series for her starring role in the series The Good Wife. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.